Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Jim has the remarkable ability to focus on what matters now and what's coming next.
You realize that 10,000 hours on the radio is 600,000 minutes of talking, and you've used them all well. Congratulations, and again, happy anniversary.
Welcome back, 7 to the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Celebrating the third decade of the Small Business Advocate Show in the third decade of the 21st century, and we're doing that with our good friend John Bradbury. I'm Jim Blasingame. I'm your host. John, I need your website, please.
It is eplabs.co. So eplabs.co.
CEO, and that's for Entrepreneurial Performance Labs, eplabs.co. The book is Six Secrets to Startup Success. Can they find your assessment there at eplabs.co?
You can. You can find basically whatever we offer. You can get to it and learn about it on that site.
All right, so check that out, folks. John, yeah. One of the things you've been focusing on is some of the motivations that entrepreneurs have, and you identified 10 of them. We won't get to all of them. I'm sure they can find them on your website. What is the most important motivations that for an entrepreneur?
Great question. I do want to pick up on something you said right at the end of the last segment, though, Jim. I'm so glad you said it. That, you know, sometimes you can get, especially when you're taking an assessment, you can get so much data or so much analysis that it can be paralyzing. And we say all the time, there's really no substitute for getting out there and doing it, you know, and learning as you go, keeping your eyes wide open. And so anytime you think about taking an assessment for anything, there has to be a process of distilling it down to the one or two or three lessons at the most that you can apply.
Well, and you have what happens, I see people building these budgets for their business, and those budgets are perfect for an operating business. But if you're a startup, they don't have anything in there for funding them, all the mistakes they're going to make. And isn't that the key to success in the early days? Is can you fund your mistakes? and what the assessment, to me, what the assessment is for is to minimize those mistakes. Let's don't make these mistakes if I don't have to. Make the ones that nobody else has made before. Those are yours. Those belong to you. Pay for them and learn from them. What do you think?
That's right. It can prevent unforced errors for sure. So motivation, you know, we think it's really important to understand what's motivating you, what's pulling you forward. And so the 10 motivators that we, talk about our clients with and talk about with our clients and, you know, that we see within our client base. I think you asked what's one of the most positive motivator. I think we call it market opportunity, that you are creating a business because you see a viable market for something. And it's not just an idea that you have, but you're close enough to that market that you know how an offering can fit, can meet a client or customer need. You said, for example, when you launched a business, that you did it because you saw some kind of market opportunity there that you could take advantage of. Am I right?
Mm-hmm. And, yes, that's correct.
You know, it takes so much risk out of the equation if you are starting with a viable market opportunity. And, you know, there's somewhere around 40 to 50% of businesses fail just right from the start because there is no true customer base.
Well, it's called having a solution idea. Looking for a problem, right? And that probably means that whatever you're working on is saturated. You need to identify the problem and then deliver the solution. Otherwise you're upside down, right?
Right. And so it's rare, you know, sometimes if you're working in a big company that you spot something in the marketplace that's missing, and you see the pain in the customer's faces and in their behavior. And if you can identify that, that's a great motivation to make that leap. And, you know, A lot of other things go into it, but that one takes a big risk off the table. You know, a lot of entrepreneurs are driven. We've talked about independence. You know, I want to be independent. I want to be self-reliant. And that's what's most important to me. And all of these have downsides, right? We've talked about the myth of being your own boss. That when you're building a successful business, you have many, many bosses.
And that's right. You go from having one boss to everybody's your boss, including sometimes your employees. Hey, John, I need the website again one more time.
It's eplabs.co.
eplabs.co. The book is called Six Secrets to Startup Success. It's awesome. John Bradbury, good job today. Will you come back soon?
Yes, sir. Look forward to it.
See you next time. I'm Jim Blasingame.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.